Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-homer.
And you better
sweat the petty things up there. You better make sure there's toilet paper.
Absolutely. Yeah,
darn right. And other amenities.
That's right. Yeah. The newspaper.
Candle.
Yeah. Candle.
Right, yeah. Let's have some poetry, shall we?
Yes.
Waddy Mitchell's riding along with us. One of my favorites. This is Blood, Sweat, and Steers.
We were trotting home for dinner. Our day thus far had been a winter. We'd been turning out some pairs on railroad lease. I was riding with old Jim, and if I was asked to describe him, I'd have to say he was a cowboy masterpiece. We stopped to let our horses blow when, in a canyon down below, we spied a neighbor doing battle with a steer. That brute had sulled and brushed up thick in some willows near the creek. A full-scale war had been declared, and that was clear. Now, I'd had cattle sull on me, and it was obvious to see that a reconciliation wouldn't come, and from experience, I knew if he continued to pursue that fight, there'd be one of them hurt before it's done. Jim just rolled himself a smoke and snickered like it was a joke while we both sat and watched this feller fight his head. That cowboy'd cuss and froth and yelp. I asked, "Suppose we should go and help?" But old Jim then got philosophical and said, "If he just let that brute calm down, then bring an old cow back around, that steer likely follow it to Oregon. I ain't saying it's wrong to fight if you've got to, and you're right. But before you do, it's good to know what side you're on. Like when we was maybe 6 and 9, me and my brother was inclined to get ourselves in trouble while we was trying to be good. Oh, it'd be our fault, sure enough, but it'd be innocent, young kid stuff that would oftentimes just be misunderstood. Like one hot day we'd gone to church. In a pew we took a perch, it had been raining, the air was thick and wet, which made it hard to stay awake, about as much as we could take, what with the snoring and the preaching and the sweat. The gal who sat in front of him and me had, well, perspired profusely. And when she rose, her clothes were clinging, so to speak. Adding to this situation, on closer examination, we saw her dress had lodged itself between her cheeks. It sure looked uncomfortable in there. We couldn't help ourselves but stare, and being just waist high, we really saw it good. Not being one to leave things be, my brother pulls the dress out free, alleviating the whole problem where she stood. Well, she turns quick. He just smiled, never dreaming she'd be riled, but instead of thanks, she hit him with her purse, which knocked my brother to the ground. She glared at me, then turned around. Things was bad, folks, but trying to help, I made it worse. You see, I knowed something made her mad to hit my brother like she had, and I figured it must be the dress, confound it. So using sweat marks for a guide, I turns my whole hand on his side, and I slips it right back in the way we found it. This time it was me that felt her wrath, which knocked my senses off their path, and I carry purse scars with me to this day. I guess we got what we were doing. When we finally come to, I learned a lesson I'm going to share with you today. It ain't always smart to offer aid to situations you ain't made. History tells me not to fight a losing battle. It's like my daddy always said, son, sometimes best quit while you're ahead, because there ain't no figuring women or sold up cattle.
Yep, definitely one of my favorite poems. Oh, my goodness sakes.
Oh, yep. What a mind.
I mean to tell you what, Waddy is a great friend.
He is.
Yeah. I've always said it's wonderful when your heroes become your mentors and then become your friends.
Absolutely.
It's really a cool process, and that's the case with Waddy Mitchell.
Absolutely. What a great guy.
Great guy. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Have you got your tack out and oiled?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Oh, when was the last time you did that?
Right. Okay, this year.
Ouch.
This
year. Year's the year.
This is the year. I'm going to pull all my tack out on a sunny day, and I'm going to make sure I use 100% Neat Foot's oil.
That's right. Well, Dad used mutt and paddle.
He did. And every once in a while, if there was a bear.
Jug of bear grease.
Bear grease.
Rancid bear grease.
Nasty. Nasty smelling.
But you know, the horses didn't flinch at any bears.
Yeah, it was the good tallow. It really was. Yeah, and I know buckaroos that use a cold liver to dress their riatas.
Well, that's what you do.
I mean, it came from the cow.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. What is it they say that the rawhide braiders are the only things that can, only people who can bring a cow back to life?
Boy, isn't that the truth?
And that is a true statement, isn't
and
it?
Man, that is a talent. Yep.
Well, get your tack oiled.
Get your tack oiled, limbered up.
Dressed up. Get some Vaquero cream out. Clean it, for heaven's sakes, if nothing else.
Yeah, knock the dust off.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Does Mama ever get mad at you when you traipse through her kitchen with your dirty boots on?
Well, of course. Who wouldn't?
Or should you be sweating the petty
things? Yes, I should be.
With that? And me too. Me too. I try to do that. I try to be really religious. I leave a pair of house shoes just inside the door because I got old feet.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't handle walking on the tile with my bare feet anymore.
No, heavens no.
Anyway.
I put a pair of slippers on to go to the outhouse. And it's in-house and not an outhouse.
And it's just down the hall.
It's just 10 feet away.
On a carpeted hall.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and shucking your dirty duds.
As
you come into the mudroom.
If you want a more harmonious atmosphere in your home, please do this.
Wilford Brimley would say, you'll have a more harmonious outcome.
Absolutely.
Sweat the petty things when it comes to that. Hey, boys, grab a broom, grab a mop. Right?
I was just going to say this, and we might have to cut this.
Yeah.
But you know where foreplay starts? In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a minute, but we're going to end the show.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Brent Hill's riding along with us. Great song. This is Live in Fear.
Every living, breathing thing must die. Questions on when and how. There's a saddle up this morning, Lord, I know it could be me, it could be now. There's rain on the alkali, wind on the sage, and I'm lost in the moment. I don't care about my age, 'cause if I'm gonna die today, Lord, let me die right here. I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will not live in fear. There's a million ways to die these days, from cancer to COVID to COVID. Might get caught on the flat and get struck down by a stray lightning bolt. I might live to be a hunter, I might not see this day yet. I might fight my final battle just up around the bend. But when I take my last breath, Lord, spirit near. I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will not live in fear. So bring on the lightning, Lord, bring on the rain. jumping this old Bronx back and letting me feel the pain. Gotta live out on the edge, Lord, savor every moment that I'm here. I may not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear. I know I got a long way to go if I wanna get to heaven. And as I loosened up the ladder, go and lift my saddle off, I think about the meadow far below the rocky bluff where I felt the chill of autumn. May not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear. I may not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
I want to finish the thought that you started.
Oh, dear.
Right there. All right.
Oh, dear.
A man who cooks is desirable.
Yes.
A man who cleans is irresistible.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Learn how to run that vacuum.
That's right, boys. Yeah. Grab that vacuum. Grab that mop. Grab that toilet brush. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. That dust mop, the duster, it fits your hand too.
You know it does. Absolutely right. Yeah.
If it doesn't, do what Jim Nelson would do.
What's that?
That would be Dad.
Yeah.
And make it fit.
Yeah.
Make something that fits.
Make a new handle for it.
Make a new handle.
Put an extension on it from an old willow branch or something. You're right.
Make it yours.
Everything Dad owned was Jim-ism. Right. I love it.
Well, and I can appreciate it now.
I can, too. Yeah.
You know, a lot of those handles just don't fit anymore.
There is one domain that I will say I stay away from.
Okay.
And that's by design. Okay.
Yeah.
I clear the table.
Yes.
I rinse off the dishes.
Uh-huh.
I do not load the dishwasher.
You are absolutely right.
Because I get in trouble every time.
That's not how you load a dishwasher.
Sure. Okay, there are people that load a dishwasher like a Scandinavian architect. All right, and that's my wife. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Then there's people who load the dishwasher like a raccoon on meth. And that is me.
That is you.
That is me. So,
well, it gets rearranged even if I do what I think is right.
Right. So. Yeah. I don't even do it.
Don't even go there.
I rinse them. I make sure they're pre-rinsed and ready to go in.
Well, for years I thought loading a dishwasher meant getting your wife drunk.
I knew you were going to go there. Oh, my gracious. Well, there's a few things in here that we've said this week that might need to be bleeped. But
oh,
that's all right. We're good. We're good to go. How, you know, folks want to stay tuned for next
week. Absolutely, yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, Old West Law Enforcement.
West Lawman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yep, we're going to sweat that petty thing.
Absolutely.